Okay, I've said enough now. I will invite my brother Daniel to come. He's going to share the word with us this morning, and buckle up, because I'm sure it'll be good. You will have to wear this one, mm-hmm. So Grandma Mike can hear you.
Jai Masi, praise the Lord. Jai Masi is praise to Messiah. That is we do in India and Nepal. And thank you for accepting me, and thank you for Pastor Rod to come to Nepal and minister. And thank you for this Bible, for my birthday gift. Now I'm 64, and it's quite an adventure. And before I go to the word, just I would like to share something in 2023 the Lord has done through us, and you had been with us in your prayer and support. So November we went to Nepal, myself and my wife, and we went to with my pastor's son, second son, Pastor Saltiel, to United Arab Emirates, and Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Sharjah. We have ministered 3 churches in that country. And the last, in December 3rd, we had a gospel meeting, and we rented a big ballroom of hotel, because in Gulf countries, you cannot have open-air meeting and other places where you can preach openly. But you have to have a church, not in hotel. But what we did, a healing, good news and healing festival, we named it, so that if government agencies come, then they see, oh, this is a festival, maybe Nepalese festival, so they don't care. But if we say evangelism and mention the Christ and God, then they won't allow us. So it was wonderful, and thank you for your prayers. There are many people came to the Lord. There are many healings, and Pastor has informed me there are over 35 people have accepted the Lord. And they had a church service on Sunday. Now they have started on Friday also. So the Friday will be, their church will be in his apartments. He rented new apartments so that he can host many people. So that was a good thing in United Arab Emirates. Then we went to Thailand, and we had gospel meetings in 2 places, one in Bangkok and one in Pattaya. We call Pattaya, but Thai tongue, they say Pattaya. So mainly there are Burmese Nepalese from Myanmar. There are over 500,000 Nepalese live in Myanmar. So many of them, because the war is going on in Myanmar, mainly Nepalese, they live in northern part of Myanmar. So northern part of Myanmar is more Chin and Kachin people live, and they are against the government. So the civil war is going on there. So people flee to Thailand, and Thailand accept them. They give them ID, not ID means work permit and staying permit, so that they stay there and they live there. So there are over 70,000 Nepalese live in Thailand. And we minister there, and we rented a Christian guest house hall, little bigger than this hall. And we preached the gospel to them and pray for healing, and we treated them meal. And there was a small room. They had they were having a conference, not conference, a fellowship. So after that conference, they hired the one hall from the Christian guest house, and they started church there. Now there are over 60 people come in their church. And Pattaya also, they have started a small fellowship. So we believe that that will grow fast. And we had conferences in Kathmandu and East Nepal. Every year we do Living in the Last Days conference, And the living in the last days, of course, we are living in the last days. That's a, and things are going worse, as the Pastor Rod shared with us. Things are not going to be good for us. And we have to be very much aware in the last days. And now we go for shopping, we prepare ourselves, and we don't forget our wallet, right? Purse or wallet. If we go for wedding, when we prepare our clothing, we prepare ourselves. Now, the coming of the Lord is very near. So our preparation is repentance, making everything straight with the Lord. So we bring awareness to the pastors and leaders and believers in this Living in the Last Days conference. So we had conferences in East Nepal, and we went to West Nepal. And this last days, God is working mightily in our country and in our people, among our people. The Nepalese are all over the world. They are in, I don't know about South America, but Africa, Europe, North America, and Asia, different parts of Asia, even the Iceland, there are many Nepalese. So mainly I'm working among the Nepalese. So God is doing mightily among the Nepalese. Churches are growing, people are coming to the Lord. And our country is closing the door for the gospel, because whatever happens in India, that affects Nepal. Because our country used to be Hindu kingdom. So our king was known as a Hindu emperor. But he is now no more. He is now commoner. So India has a big population of Hindus. So they want Nepal to be Hindu kingdom. So they are bringing every kind of problem to Nepal. And the intolerance is growing in Nepal now. There are a lot of they attack the churches, they hold the pastors and smear with the suits, and they did many things like that. So kindly pray for that. But good thing is also there, church is growing. That is the good thing. People are ready to sacrifice, ready to bear the persecution, sufferings, and get hold Christ in their life. Thank you for your prayers. I don't know how much you understand my accent. And something, my throat is irritating me, and that also makes it difficult. Anyway, I would like to share something from the Word with you. Already we know we are living in the last days, right? And last days, the political leaders, they promise good things are coming. We are doing good things. And the scientists also, they promise they are going to invent very good things for the human being. And the religious people also, they, good thing is coming. But our Bible says the last days, there will be a lot of bad things, not only for Christians, for the all human beings. People grow cold, and they become cruel. So, and we are God's agencies to bring last days to end. We are God's agency. God does not bring last days by himself, because he has given authority and responsibility to us to bring the last days end. So here, today I'd like to share from the Psalms 115 verse 16. It says, the heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of mankind. This earth belongs to us. And God has, in another version, this is American Standard by New American Standard Bible. So it says, but the earth God has given to the sons of mankind. Another translation that it says God created the earth and given to sons of man. So, the earth belongs to us, but Creator is God, and God wants to bring His will come to pass in the earth. So, that Jesus tells us about that. Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. In the Lord's Prayer, he says, pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His will in heaven has to come to the earth. He says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we are the people to issue God's will in earth. Because God does not. He is mighty and sovereign. But He has given responsibility to us. So this is our work, to bring God's will in earth. Because God has a big picture. If you see, because in Revelation 21, verse says, God will abolish all heaven, all earth, and He will make new heaven and earth. And the heaven and earth will be together because God will live with us. He will reside with us. So that means heaven will be in earth. And we will be in heaven, but not present heaven and present earth. He will make it new. And He has a big picture. Let us see in the Revelation chapter 7. There is a kind of interlude. Title is here, interlude. Because the 5 and 6, that talks about the last days. But the 7 talks about the heaven. That's the new heaven. Here in chapter 7, 9 onwards. After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, and all the tribes, peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. This is in heaven. Clothed with white robes and palm branches were in their hands, and they cried out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the Lord, before the throne, and the worship God. This is the last day. This is God's picture, how it looks like in heaven. All tribes and nations and people, all language groups will be there, worshiping God. And God has given us responsibility to bring these people to His kingdom. Because there are last days that two things will be happening. One, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 says, the gospel of kingdom will be preached to all nations and end will come. It does not say the gospel for the witness. It says the gospel of kingdom will be preached to all nations for the witness and end will come. It does not say gospel of kingdom will preached to each and every one of the earth and end will come. It does not say that. It says all nations means all tribes, all people's group will have to hear the gospel. In 2013, I read the Yahoo News. It said around less or more 100 people's tribe are yet to come in contact with outworld. And those people live in Amazon Basin and wilderness or desert land of Middle East and Southeast Asia's big, thick forest. those people are still yet to come in contact with the people of outworld. But you see, a few years back, there was a big fire in Brazilian forest, right? Maybe how many, it's 2 years, 1 year it went. And people were panicked, Brazilian government. But I felt that that was the will of God, because those people were inside the forest, jungle. No one could go inside. And they were very cruel, and they could kill people, outsiders. And Brazilian government has a policy not make people to contact to them. So they want to preserve those people. And because of the forest fire, they have to leave forest and go to the people to leave, save themselves. When they go out to live with the people, definitely Christians will tell them about the gospel. And there's a war raging in Middle East, and people there on to the place where other people live. All these nomadic people, before they were not in contact with the people. And Southeast Asia, forest, fire, volcano, earthquake, that makes people run to the villages and towns, those who are living in jungle. And I felt all this is God's will, to bring those people out so that they hear the gospel. So in the last days, gospel of kingdom will be preached to all nations for the testimony, and end shall come. So all people are, God is planning. So our responsibility is to tell them about the kingdom. And that is one way. Other way, simply telling people about the kingdom will not work out, because God has a picture. Uncounted, big multitude will be standing there with the different tribes and nations and language groups. And this, God does not bring them in his kingdom, because he told to people, go to the world, make disciples, and teach them what I told you. This is the responsibility. Simply telling them is not enough. We are the people to populate heaven, because God does not. Because he has given, he has made, we are God's extension in the earth. We are his hands, and we are his legs to go. So, we have a big responsibility, and God's will is in 2 Peter 2, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, is God's will. No one should perish, but everyone should come to know the knowledge of salvation and saved. That is God's will. In Revelation, there will be a harsh time, and tribulation will be so terrible. Even people are not able to tell about the gospel, and God assigns the angels to preach. But we haven't come that place yet. But till we are here on this earth, our responsibility is tell the gospel and bring the people into his kingdom. And that is our task. That is our responsibility. Here in Matthew chapter 28, every one of you know, he commissions his disciples. All authority in heaven and on earth has given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples to all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. This is more strategic, making disciples and teaching them and to follow all that Jesus has commanded. This is strategic. So there are trainings, Bible colleges, and so many things. But in Mark 16, Great Commission is a differently here Mark mentions, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creations. The one who has believed and has been baptized will be saved. This is more gospel, evangelism. But the one who has not believed will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. This is a power evangelism with the power. And we saw in the book of Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, this is more strategically winning the people in the kingdom and discipling them. But in Mark, here more power kingdom, a power evangelism with the power, preaching the gospel. In another translation, it says, these signs shall follow them, those who believe. Here, these signs will accompany those who have believed. What are the signs? They will cast out demons, speak with the tongues, and they will pick up the serpents. And even if they drink a deadly poison, it will not harm them. One of my friends now is with the Lord. He went to be with the Lord in 2020. At 21, he was preaching in India, inside the train, and some people gave him a poison. He did not know that. He drank, and suddenly he became unconscious. And those people stripped him off, no clothes in his body. And what happens? Then people left him there in the train compartment. But the police came and took him to a hospital. And he did not die. And the doctors were amazed, surprised. That was a deadly poison. And because in my country, some people commit suicide with the taking rat poison. And even if they are recovered, they have a long time problem in their intestine, long time, because of that rat poison. But this, my friend, did not have any that effect. Just after police talked with him, and after one day he was okay, they gave him clothes and pocket money and sent him away. So he came back to Nepal. And nothing happened to him because he is a believer. One day, the dog beaten him, and we suggested him go and take the vaccine, anti-rabies. He said, no. By his step, I am healed. So he pinched his wound, took out the blood, pinched, and he was fine. Nothing happened to him. So he was kind of a believer. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. I saw that man of God. The poison could not work in his body. Of course, though he became unconscious, but he rose, and next day he walked. He walked away. No effect in his stomach. So this is the more power evangelism we see here. And all these are our tasks. God has given us, called us to do His work. Irrespective to our age group, our status, we all have responsibility. Tell someone about Jesus and pray for his soul, so that he may come to Christ. The last time when we were in Dubai, and Dubai is kind of, people say it is the safest city in the world. Even midnight, girls walk, nothing happens. Dubai is safest. But for evangelism, it is very difficult. I met one man. His mother was Nepali and father was Dutch. And he had been in Dubai for many years, almost 20 years. And he could speak Arabian, Nepali, English, Dutch. And he told me, every week, a lot of Arabs come to Christ. But they don't do fellowship with other people. Other Nepalese, Indians, English, they don't do. Because they have to keep their ID secret, that because they don't want to be exposed as a Christian to other Arabs. If they do, they will be arrested. Because according to Muslim law, once you are born Muslim, you will be Muslim forever. So they have a secret fellowships. Even they go to mosque, they pray. But they pray to God, not Allah. But they do that. But other people, those who are coming from outside, they assigned church buildings in Dubai. So you cannot have fellowships in other places beside the church buildings. And the church buildings are huge church buildings. They are very busy. I found in Al Ain, city of Al Ain, one church hosts 165 fellowships in a week. 165. Because people are not allowed to rent a room and have a fellowship. So, except the hotels, they in different way. Not evangelism, evangelistic purpose. They give different name and they have a fellowships like that. So, dear people, are so much hurt and so much hurt, and people from company, they are deceived, cheated, they are not paid fully, they are not paid well. When they come in their country, they are promised that the salary will be this much and that much, but when they arrive there, the salary they don't get. This manpower, they take the commission. So maybe 1,000 riyal at dirham, when they arrive there, they get 800. 200 will be a commission for the manpower, like that. So, and they are looking for someone who can comfort them, who can console them. So when we go, people easily accept the Lord. There are different ways to evangelism, to bring the kingdom in the lives of people. Because the kingdom, now we are here almost 60, 70 people. We personally, individually, we are kingdom of God. All together we are kingdom. So we can bring kingdom of God into the people's life, because that is our task. That is our responsibility. And let me read one verse and I will end. There's Acts chapter 1. Here, disciples, when Jesus Christ told them about kingdom, they were anxious about what will happen, what will become their nation. He says, and let me read from chapter 1, verse 5, from 4. It says, gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard of from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And verse 6, these disciples have a, this now the apostles, they have a different mindset. God, Jesus is talking to them about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. They say they had come together and they began to ask him, saying, Lord, is it all this time that you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, it is not for you to know periods of time or appointed times which the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power from power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and as far the remotest part of the earth. So he was talking about the baptism in the Holy Spirit and power and all. This disciples were talking about the Israel because Israel was under the Roman Empire. They were so suppressed. Here also, it is not for us to know when the rapture takes place, what comes ahead of us, what is ahead of us, tribulation, persecution, so many things, what the world will be. But our responsibility is to take the gospel. That will take place. Whatever God has appointed, whatever God has put in the time, that will take place. That will happen. That is none of our concern. Because we talk a lot about the rapture and persecution, tribulation. Actually, we are wasting our time. Because we cannot do anything by our thinking and our pondering upon those things. Because that will take place. But our responsibility is bring the kingdom of God among the people. That is our responsibility. Telling someone about Jesus. My son Shaltiel, I found he was sharing his with the church. Bring one people into kingdom or into church, in the church, and to throughout this 24. Don't bring two people, only to try one people. Then already there are around 150 people come to church. There will be 300 people then. And if the 300 people bring one person in 2025, there will be 600. So their plan is by 2030 to reach 3,000 people in the church. There's a, what is laying ahead of us? We don't know. And we don't have to think about that also. Just do the task what God has given to us. So that is his commission to us. Bring kingdom of God into kingdom in the world. Because God is going to abolish this earth and heaven. And he is going to make a new heaven and new earth. And he is seeing big multitude worshipping him from different tribes, peoples, nations. Almost there are maybe 9,000, and I heard around 16,000 tribes and nations are in this world. And all people are not missing one. All people are coming and worshipping. God sees that. But we are the people to bring those people in his kingdom. Because God does not. God does not. Because he has given us that responsibility, commission. And if we don't do, we are failing God. Because of our disobedience, we fail God. And we fail God. So, my dear sisters and brothers, we are together to bring his kingdom in the earth. And because of our prayers, we have each other's back. So wherever I go, I feel that you are with me because of your prayer. And I feel I'm not alone. And I have friends, they are praying for me. And one thing I'd like to share and close this sermon. John chapter 4. I don't know what it says in New American Standard Bible. Differently, each versions they express. Here, chapter 4, verse 35, 36, 37, 38. Do you not see there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? We speculate the end of the earth. Behold, I tell you, raise your eyes and observe the fields, that they are white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the one who sows and the one who reaps may rejoice together. This is the partnership. One who sows and one who reaps, and they rejoice together. For in this case, the saying is true. One sows and another reaps. You are sowing, I am reaping. But you are reaping. Because what you are sowing, you are reaping. And I am sowing and you are reaping. We are together sowing and reaping. And I send you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have come into their labor. This is the partnership. I am laboring. You are sowing. And I am reaping, and you are part of that harvest. Because the kingdom of God works in that way. God bless you. Thank you very much for accepting me. God bless you. And pray for us. Tomorrow we'll be flying to Louisville. And 9, 10, 11, we have a conference in Nepali churches gathering. Then we'll be going to Massachusetts. We'll be there 15 days ministering among the Nepalese. And pray for us. My son wants to move to North Carolina, Charlotte. He doesn't like Seattle. He says it's too cold. I don't understand American way and systems. He says Washington is too blue. I don't know what is that. And he wants to go to red. I don't know. He doesn't like too blue. and their another plan is to start a Nepali church in North Carolina, Charlotte area. So Nepalese from New York, Texas, California, they are moving. I don't know why they are moving. I don't know. But maybe they are also escaping to blue. So kindly pray for they are looking for house and a place to start a church. So already there are 3 families, and there are many Nepalese from Nepal. They live in that area, Matthews and Indian Trail. There are many small cities. So he's planning. So kindly pray for us. So between June 15 and 20, they have put the debt, so they will be moving. Thank you very much.
So, to the prophet, a Bible is a book of prophecy. To the healer, the Bible is a book of healing. To the evangelist, is a book of evangelism. And so as it's good for us to keep in mind these things. You know, I shared with you last week. Chris, why don't you come? I shared with you last week about the dry bones. And I asked you a question rhetorically. I said, was God's voice broken? Why did God tell the prophet speak to the bones? Couldn't God have just spoken to the bones? Well, of course he could have. That's just not how God does things. God, for whatever reason, if I was advising God, I would say, don't involve us because we're a hot mess. Right? Just do the work yourself and we'll just say amen. But that's not what he does. He chooses to involve us in his work. It's very strange to me, but that's what he's chosen. So, friends, it falls to us to do what he's called us to do. We're going to take communion now. Please come and get your communion, bring it back to your chair, and we'll receive it together.